The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hashem has the first condition of being Baal Rachmim. We are focusing on the spiritual Rachmanis. We were talking the last few days about the first condition that Hashem has, that He's full of rachamim and full of chesed. And it's upon us to pay attention to all the rachamim. We spoke different points about all the amazing physical gifts He gave us in our body. We spoke about even the things that are sometimes painful. Our complex systems that Hashem gave us, Tavka, so that our body should protect itself and mend itself in such fantastic ways. We spoke yesterday about how throughout history Hashem watched over us. And today I want to speak specifically the Rachamim Ruchni that we have. And the Chasodim Ruchni. We in Al Yisrael, number one, where have been the nation that has been chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu to have the Nishmas Yisrael, the special Neshama that is worthy of getting Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yisrael Chelik V'Olam Haba. It was an arbitrary choice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It came in two stages. Stage number one is Avram Avinu. He separated himself from all the Umos HaOlam and the first one to believe and profess the faith in the one God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the first time. Every nation had the option. Not that there was favoritism, but nobody went with it. They went with the Avodah Zarah. Hashem gave the world a second chance by Matan Torah. When we see the Torah, the whole world could have got it. But everybody asked, what's in there? When they found that, it didn't fit in their way of their life. You can't steal, you can't kill, you can't have illicit relationships. It was not for them. The Jewish nation were different than everybody else. Their answer was Naseh V'Nishma. This was an expression of Bitochon in Hashem. I trust you, Hashem. You don't have to tell me what it's all about because I know you're going to do only good for me. Where did that Klai Yisrael get this from? There's a Gemara about this mean non-believer that said Klai Yisrael were impulsive. They didn't think it out. And the answer was the exact opposite. We were the only ones that were thought out. We paid attention to what happened in the past. Hashem had took care of us and saved the Jewish nation from its Mitzrayim with the miracles. We paid attention to past experiences, and you use that to give us that feeling of shleimus. Tumas yishorim tanchem. The righteous people are always guided by their full reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what that's all about. Somebody asked me why I'm speaking so much about these topics, and why I'm speaking so much about tefillah. Tefillah is one of the special gifts. The Pasuk says, Mikamcha Yisrael, we're the only nation that could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the direct fashion we do. It's a gift from Hashem.
Kol HaLashon.
Today, somebody asked me, why are you still saying special tefillahs in respect to the corona? Things seem to have calmed down. And I felt so bad for this person. Hashem has given us an opportunity with this corona to wake up, change our lives, start living more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, start paying attention. Because today, I'm less afraid than I was a few months ago just because I got used to it, so I could forget about everything, go back to the old life, that lonely life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or partially lonely life, limited connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm talking about from people, not talking about not from people. Or can I make a change, a lasting change in my life? That's what Hashem wants from us. We open up our eyes. Nothing changed in the last few months, other than the fact that people got used to it. Baruch Hashem, we don't have so many cases in our neighborhoods, and because of that, we close our eyes and say everything's good. We put our bitachon in masks and vaccines. That's going to save our lives. That's the last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Come upon, whatever the right thing to do, medically, we'll do one way or the other. That's not the decision for now. But the main thing is, this is such a special time. Just sit back and pay attention to all these tremendous rachmim chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has upon us. And with it, like we're saying, make that change. It has to be concrete. If I just say, yeah, I love Hashem, that's nothing. That's what we're talking about, tefillah. Tefillah is part of your day. When people ask me, what new things should I take on? I always say, don't take on anything new. One of the old things you've been doing till now, not the way you should do it, start doing it better. So we're saying all those brachas without paying attention. So maybe we have to pay a little more attention. You heard it, you know, someone told me once, sometimes a person hears a Musa Shmuz, words of Musa about a certain topic, and he said, yeah, I heard about it already. So the answer, the person really has to ask himself, am I doing that, am I not? If I'm not doing it, I'd rather hear another 1,000 times till you start making the change. That's what it's all about. And Baruch Hashem, I want to thank everybody for giving me this opportunity for me to speak about it, because it's helping me make these changes. But I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to take it for myself. I want us all, Yes Hashem, to be zeicher. The more people that become part of this, the more we are bringing bracha into our lives and bracha to the whole world. We're going to bring so much nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that thing, b'shamayim, I brought this thing on the world just to bring my beloved children closer to me. And it's so beautiful to see that at least some of them are taking advantage of it, not just continuing with everything oylum kimin hogay noyeg in the old fashion. So that's what we're stressing today. The point to pay attention more to the special spiritual brachos we have. We are the chosen nation. We're the nation that built our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our bitachon going to Mitzrayim, bitachon receiving the Torah, the bitachon of our others, the Maisa Keda. And now it's our turn to take our part. And the way they did it, they paid attention to the past toivas that they received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the rachmim merubim that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in the opportunity for mitzvahs every second of our life, and also the fact that he sustains us even though we're not living up to perfection or anywhere near perfection, our avodas Hashem. The more we pay attention to this, more we really feel in every situation in life, every second of the day. Ashreinu matoy chelkeinu. Ashrei odom oiz leiboch. Shalom v'roch.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.